Unable to sleep, Ella stared wide-eyed at the ceiling of her bedroom, watching the shadows on the walls shift from the gray of night to the first light of dawn as the morning sun started to rise on a brand new day. A day she'd imagined would be much different and more exciting than the one she was about to face now that her plans for the adjoining building to her father's market had come crashing down around her in the form of Kyle Coleman, the first guy she'd ever loved and had never truly gotten over, despite the way things had ended between them. She was still in a state of disbelief at seeing him after so many years, not to mention feeling like a fool for thinking that no one else wanted the old, decrepit building. She'd actually thought her bid was just a technicality to ensure that the property was hers. Absolutely nothing had prepared her for losing the one thing she'd had her sights set on for the past 5 years, so she could finally expand Fisher's Grocery into something more. And she certainly hadn't been braced to see the gorgeous man who still had the ability to make her feel breathless and weak-kneed when she should have gotten over him a long time ago. She released a loud growl of frustration as she punched the pillow next to her, grateful that her father slept on the opposite side of the house so she didn't wake him up with all her tossing and turning and cursing during the course of the night. She'd already been bombarded with angry questions from her only parent that she hadn't been able to answer as soon as she'd gotten home last night after closing the market. What did Kyle want with the building? Had he purchased the place out of spite so Ella couldn't claim it? Why, after all these years, would he want anything that tied him to Woodmont when he lived his life in Chicago? Ella honestly didn't know, but she wondered all those things too. She'd heard that he'd become one of those guys who bought old houses and buildings and renovated them to resell, but anyone who lived in Woodmont knew there weren't any big profits to be had in redeveloping commercial property here. Not like there was in the city, where real estate was at a premium. The town was small, the residents set in their ways, and what else did they need that other businesses didn't already provide? Everything about Kyle's interest in Piedmont's building was a mystery, and her emotions were still running the gamut from the elation she was so sure she'd feel to the depths of confusion and anger she'd plummeted to. The shock of everything was starting to wear off, and reality was beginning to sink in, but there was no denying that she was now overwhelmed with resentment, and ashamed to admit that she was too damn aware of all the changes in Kyle, who'd grown from the cute, boyish teenager she'd been so smitten with, despite her father's warning to stay away from him, to the impressive man he was now, with a presence that was commanding and confident. A decade later, and Kyle was utterly drop-dead gorgeous, his features more masculine and mature and handsome. She even begrudgingly admitted that the neatly trimmed beard on his face added to his rugged appeal, and for a moment she pondered what it might feel like against her fingertips or skimming along her thighs, coarse and bristly or soft and ticklish. Shifting restlessly beneath the sheets, she groaned and closed her eyes, unable to stop herself from conjuring the image of him standing there yesterday in his tight black t-shirt stretching across his broad shoulders and wide chest, with his tanned arms folded in front of him, biceps flexing and bad boy tattoos on display, and looking so freaking hot. Everything about him intrigued her, and just thinking about him now elicited a tingling warmth of awareness to course through her veins. And yeah, the fact that Kyle Coleman still had that kind of sensual effect on any part of her body pissed Ella off even more than she already was. Her alarm went off right on time at 5 a.m., and she reached over to her nightstand to shut it off instead of hitting the snooze button a few times like she normally did. This morning, she wanted to be out the door before her father woke up to avoid another interrogation about Kyle when she had no answers that would satisfy her dad. The last thing she needed was him getting worked up again and raising his blood pressure, or worse. He already blamed one Coleman brother for the stroke he'd had that left him with permanent nerve damage that had also affected his fine motor skills, and she didn't need Kyle's actions yesterday to be the cause of something equally tragic, even if inadvertently.